This is How Men Think with Brooks Like and Gavin DeGraw, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to How Men Think. My name is Brooks Like, and I am here with all my dudes. We got all the dudes in studio. Yo! Yo! And today is one of my favorite segments. We're diving right into this one. This is called That's What He Said.
Yes.
And Dimitri, I know you love this one.
I do love this because this is when the listeners send in their questions via email, men@iHeartRadio.com. And we read them and we just answer them. And yeah. I feel like we're talking directly with people. So that's my favorite.
We've always tried. That's what we say. This is a podcast to serve the community. And so we get bombarded with questions. Guys and girls, they want to know what dudes think about this. Why do guys do this? Why do guys think this way? Why do they act this way or not act this way? So we go through all these questions. We pick the ones that we think can serve the community the most. And then we dive into them. So this is That's What He Said. Round two.
Question one from Christina. She wants to know about gray hairs. My boyfriend of 5 years has had some gray hair popping up for a while now. He seems insecure about it, even though I think he's a silver fox. Do I offer him help to dye it?
Wear a Halloween costume from now on.
Him?
Yes.
A
cover
wig?
It up. Oh. Cover it up. Elvis Presley from the 70s.
Just giant black dye all over the forehead too.
Giant mane on that dome.
Like Wayne Newton. Wayne Newton's got great hair.
I love it. No, it depends how old he is.
Well, here's he wanted his hair dyed?
She's
insecure.
Should she offer to help him dye it?
No, she loves it. She should not offer to help.
If she thinks it's hot, she should convince him to keep it.
He's insecure about it.
Yeah, but she loves it. So, number one, if she loves it, she should not offer to help him get rid of it.
Okay.
That first. Second, I agree. She should convince him to keep it and say, by the way, I think it's totally sexy. That's what she should tell him.
So it's a yes.
What do you mean yes?
Yes, she should let him keep it.
Convince I think him it's to up it. To him. Hold on a second. Men's rights. Men's rights.
I think we should send
if
him
he wants to look a certain way, you know, with his hair color, whatever, it's important for him to feel like something, then yeah, he could dye it. But
he's insecure about it. How does she help him not be insecure? I'll tell you this. I've had like a couple gray hairs popping in.
Me too.
When a gray hair pops in, I yank them to send a message to all other hairs. Don't come in gray.
Be careful when you yank your hair out.
Every one of you.
Be careful when you yank your hair out, guys. It doesn't always come back. Send this guy a picture of me. He'll be happy with whatever hair he's got.
Okay, so I think it's a. I think you let him. I don't. I wouldn't say dye it. I wouldn't say.
I don't think so.
I don't think
I'm not into that. No. Just let it come
he's
in.
He's got to do whatever he wants to do with his hair. You know what I mean? But it's okay for her to tell him how hot he looks with it, blah, blah, blah. Everybody needs a good ego boost.
Okay. What about you, Danielle? Do you like gray hair? Like, let's get a woman's perspective. From a female perspective, do you like a little bit of salt and pepper?
I think it's so sexy.
Really? All
yes,
women say that. Women always say
pepper.
That.
Give
Why?
Me some salt and pepper.
What is
I just
it that's
like
sexy
it.
About it?
I don't know. Maybe it's a sign of wisdom, you know, like you're a little more mature and you're, I don't know. I think.
So brilliant.
Gavin.
What about.
Look at those silvers. So, he must be so smart.
So that's coming from a married woman.
Yeah.
He's what like, about I like grapes.
Hannah is young, single. What do you look at like?
Well, she's going to be like, I like silver hair on my dad because that's our age.
Right. Wow. We don't know how
No, we do. We met her dad.
This lady is.
Well, I'm only 20, but when I like look at my parents and they have gray hair, I give them for it.
So Hannah's saying diet, Danielle's saying no. Yeah. I guess it's just a stage of life then.
I'm not that much older than Hannah.
Didn't say you were that old. I said stage of life.
Without revealing your age, how many years older are you than Hannah?
I think I'm 10 years older than Hannah.
By the way, she just said she was 20, so you've now revealed
anybody
your age.
That can be simple now.
I'm 29, so I'm 9 years older.
There you go. Perfect. Okay.
And when did you start liking gray hair on men?
I would say I've always liked gray hair. I think it's cool.
Even when you were 20?
I will say I don't like all gray. I like salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a little bit of a difference there.
Okay.
I will say that.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
Got it.
Moving on. New question from Amber. Amber wants to know about multitasking. This is a great one for us dudes here. Can guys...
We should do something else while we answer this.
Yeah, well, Gavin's eating Kit Kats, so...
Okay, perfect.
We are talking.
Can guys multitask? Where do the responsibilities fall in the household? Equal, more on the wife, more on the husband. So two questions. First, can guys multitask?
Moron both times.
Can guys multitask?
Of course.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Think so?
Yeah.
I can't.
I think women can multitask better, but I think guys can do it for sure.
I can't. Incapable. Totally incapable.
But you sing and play the guitar at the same time.
That's all one thing to me.
I have a goal of cooking at home and cleaning as I'm cooking, cleaning at the same time.
So you're multitasking.
Multitasking, yes. That's my definition of it.
So definitely guys can do it. Okay, what about this? Where do the responsibilities fall in the household? Equal, more on the man, more on the woman?
That lies in your strengths. Listen, if one of you cooks better, if one of you likes to clean, that's each individual couple. I think you got to figure that out and just do what is suited to your strong suit. Like, it doesn't have to be like women should do more, men should do more. Figure out what in your couple works best, and you do the things that are good for you that you can do, and the other one does the opposite.
I agree with that, but I also think you pick up the slack wherever it's needed. You know, like if there's a lot of laundry, I mean, if we're talking about the household, like I'll go do all the laundry. And if I'm not on the laundry that day or that week, then my wife will go do all the laundry.
If you like doing laundry, you could do laundry all the time if you want, Rick.
At your house?
When we go to Gavin's house.
You could do it at all times.
I'm pretty sure you have a delivery service for your laundry at your house.
Delivery's good.
For instance, we were getting ready to come to Vegas, and Rick was like, honey, where's my sweater? It was in the hamper, so he had to wash it. So
she's like, honey, it's 89 degrees in Vegas. Why do you need a sweater?
I didn't wash your sweater here. It's 92 degrees in Vegas. I agree with you, Demetri. I think naturally in a household, you're going to gravitate to your strengths. Like, I feed our dogs. I walk our dogs. Like, that's something I like doing. I'll do that most of the time. My wife will do other things. She's very much about decor and that kind of stuff. So I think you just kind of figure those out. I don't think it's man has to do everything or woman has to do everything. I just you find your roles within the household. And that's my take on it.
Let me ask you a question from a guy's point of view. So I like to barbecue. I like to cook and stuff. But I've been to houses where – like the wife will barbecue and the husband won't. How do you, as a guy, because barbecuing tends to be a guy's thing. How do you feel about that? Would you be all right if we all came over, Brooks? If we all came out of your house, would Julianne be working the barbecue?
Jules can barbecue.
Yeah,
I love.
Would
barbecue.
You be okay with that?
Yeah, I would.
Okay,
I love barbecuing. Jules can barbecue certainly, but also when my wife and I love to host a lot, so we'll quite often have like Sunday fun days at our house, and we'll have pool party and a barbecue. And
I've never been invited to one of those.
Neither.
I have not.
Wow. Oh, wow.
The tables have turned. but I have two friends, Christy and Haley, that will always champion the barbecue. And I'll be like, I can barbecue, guys. They're like, no, we'd love to do it. So I have two friends that love to barbecue, and they're fantastic cooks. So I have no problem with it, man or woman.
I do
barbecue,
love barbecuing. It's fantastic. I hate cooking other than the barbecue.
There you go.
That I like to do.
But you like a nice steak.
About the grill top.
You do like a nice steak.
Man.
Do you barbecue inside your hotel room?
He's
got a Traeger smoker inside his.
It's so hot out here. I just throw the meat out on the porch.
The other good thing is
so you have. Wait, so you have a porch?
Be done in 30 minutes.
Okay, another question from Lindsay. He said he needs alone time. This is the title of this question. So I've been dating a guy for about 2 months, and we recently had a conversation about him needing alone time. I'm a 28-year-old. He's 32 years old. We see each other 3 to 4 times a week, so I'm guessing they don't live together. I obviously don't mind him, or I don't mind giving him alone time because I need it too. But should I be seeing this as a red flag? He's been single for 5-ish years, and I'm about a year out of my separation.
Question: is he saying he needs more alone time, or that's the right amount of alone time? Is 3 to 4 days a week?
I don't know. It just says
they see each other 3 or 4 days.
If he's asking for alone time, then that's
I think
that's a red flag.
Somebody for 3 days and you want more alone time, then
after 2 months, that should still be in the sweet spot, like getting to know each other. And,
yes.
And after 2 months, you're like, I need a little more space. I'd say, right. I hate to say it because I feel badly, but that sounds like a red flag.
I like when you say it though. Like, you're so honest.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Especially with those glasses on.
He's very, yeah. He looks very studious.
Professor.
I would say, I agree with you, Demetri. I think.
How's that ear taste?
I think 2 months in, if he should be like pulling towards you if
totally.
He really liked you. And 2 months in, if he's like backing off a little bit, he's either scared of this becoming some sort of committed thing, or he's just not into you and doesn't want to take there. Maybe he's not in that stage of life.
And the other thing is, she said she's out of her relationship, her separation divorce, 1 year. It's possible he thinks she's not ready. Like, maybe, like, Maybe he feels like she's just going full force because she's found something else.
I don't think that's it, because otherwise he'd have that conversation with her about it versus saying he needs more alone time.
Would he?
Don't
Let's
you think?
See what the Kit Kat says.
Oh,
Gavin's trying to find the answer inside a Kit Kat.
It's in here somewhere.
Away,
yeah, Danielle is clearing him away.
Wait, Danielle, no!
Okay.
You're going to hear from Wayne Newton later.
Here's a question from Sam, and he wrote that he's a male, because that name could go either way. Sam is a guy, and he talks about reaching out to his ex. He said, my dad had his prostate removed due to cancer. I asked my ex to pray for him because we're still very close, but my ex didn't even respond. What are your opinions on contacting my ex during rough times, and how do you feel about online dating? So what do you feel about contacting your ex during rough times?
Listen, rough times are rough times, right? So you do what you need to do. If Sam felt that's what he needed was to reach out to the ex and ask for them to pray for his dad, then that's what Sam needed. So I'm fine with that. The fact that the ex didn't respond, I don't think that's great. I think at least write back and say, I will, thinking of you, whatever. If you don't want to leave any kind of lead on there, I think you respond something. That's a difficult situation. I don't have a problem with Sam reaching out in a moment where he needed somebody.
Yeah, I don't think reaching out is a problem. I think depending on how the marriage ended or the relationship ended, I think it's also okay for the ex to not respond. You know, I think it's, you know, I mean, yeah, everyone cares for people and it's your ex or whatever the case may be. But I think depending on how it ended, I think it's talk about space. It's space for that individual not to have to reply. We're not sure if Sam's reaching out outside of that case either.
Yeah, and we don't know how long. Yeah. Don't know how long they've been separated. Either.
Correct.
Could be a while, but I doubt it's that long. If he's reaching out to this person in this moment of need, it's probably not an ex from 7 years ago,
right?
You know,
right?
But yeah, I don't see an issue with it. I mean, you nailed it. Dimitri's in a time of need,
right?
You know, it's a tough time for his father, a tough time for him. So you reach out to somebody. Maybe this is the person that he is or was closest to in his life.
And I'm guessing, I don't know, I'm guessing maybe the father knew the ex. They had some sort of relationship. So there was a personal connection there. I mean, you know, we don't know these things, but that's what I would guess.
Possibly. So another question from S. This person's name is just the letter S.
Do you want to do the online dating?
Oh, okay. Let's
question.
Go
to, yeah.
Sam, okay. Sam also wanted to know, how do you feel about online dating?
Terrible idea.
Why?
I believe in meeting people in the real world so that you can see the physical interaction as well. I think gestures, things like that, make people better or worse looking and allow you to have that chemistry more naturally rather than just showing up.
Yeah. Dimitri, thoughts on dating apps?
I think if you're at a point where you're looking to hook up with somebody, go for it. Otherwise, I think it's not the best thing for to find a relationship.
Rick?
I don't have a problem with it. I think it's good. Yeah. I mean, you kind of swipe left, swipe right, get rid of the good, keep the good, get rid of the bad, keep the good, and then go do what Gavin's saying and meet him in person and have a human interaction.
Dude, you've been married 15 years. Don't know how the dating apps work so well.
Is it swipe up and swipe down?
Ryan, what do you think?
I 100% agree with Rick. Use it as a filtration process to get to the point where you have the face-to-face interactions. I would say my brother-in-law met his now wife on Tinder, so I've seen a success story. And
okay, then I take it all back.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. That's called a Tinderella.
Oh my God.
That is what my father-in-law refers to her as, is Tinderella, and he said that at the wedding in his speech.
No!
That's good. Kidding.
Wrong time for that. The only reason I know that is because I had a buddy who actually paid for the upgraded subscription of Tinder, where you could, if you were to travel to Boston in a week from now, you could start looking at people in Boston already. So he's like, I'm just looking for Tinderellas,
so
Brooks.
Worth it.
So dating apps, I'm fine with it. Do what you like. It's a modern way of dating. Whatever, I just believe in whatever connects you with the right person. Like you said, was it brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Wife's brother. Whatever, you found the love of his life through a dating app, right on.
I mean, I was, I was settled down. I got married or engaged and stuff before dating apps came out, so I never used them. But I know from back then, I know dating is hard. I know meeting people is hard. So listen, if that gives you a leg up, I mean, what the hell? Take your advantage. Yep. I will say that Gavin does more of a live action Tinder, where he just walks around and looks at people and he pushes them to the left or he pushes them to the right. It's a physical swipe.
You
No, right. But I think. Listen,
it's horrible.
It's a terrible, like, dating is tough, man. Whatever you can do to help make it easier for you, go for it.
I agree with that. I think you said it, Gav. It's an opportunity just to meet more people.
No doubt about it. You know, certainly.
Maybe you don't have a lot of time. Maybe you're, you know, career. Maybe whatever it is. Maybe you have kids. Whatever it is, potentially meeting somebody could be difficult. And this is just a way. It's like you said, Rick. It's a modern way. The world is changing.
The world is definitely changing.
Plus, like, a new platform to meet somebody.
Plus, I mean, look how many people try to start relationships based on just meeting somebody at a bar. You know what I mean? It's kind of.
Yeah.
It's sort of counterintuitive in a lot of ways, you know.
Here's the thing,
I'm
too,
ripped, like, you know. Hey, how are you? You know, it's sort
but really, what's the
of
difference?
All the wrong
there?
Thing in
what's
some
the
ways.
Difference between meeting someone in a loud bar or seeing someone's picture and then reaching out to them?
It's, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You're basically working off the same thing.
Maybe one you're sober and the other one you're not.
Oh, you say so? You
oh, you could be.
So unless you think people
not be sober and be looking at?
I
your
guarantee
Tinder?
People are using dating apps while they're drinking.
Oh, okay.
Undoubtedly.
So, here's a question for you guys.
Undoubtedly.
I think there's a real negative connotation that dating apps are a place of greaseballs or hookups or like why is there that connotation? Why can a good person with the intention of meeting a love of their life not be on a dating app? Why is it culturally looked at like dating apps are just a hookup place?
I mean, in theory, it's almost the same as going on a blind date. By being set up by your friends. I mean, you're registering by that app and you're getting somebody's information that you don't know who they are, and then you're meeting them and talking to them, and then off you go.
Well, think about the way we just compared it to going to a bar to meet someone. When you went to a bar, did people really say, oh, they went to a bar because they wanted to meet the love of their life? No, they wanted a bar because they want to hook up. So really, right. It's not much different than what people are saying about the dating apps from what they would say about meeting someone at like a happy hour in a bar.
Good point.
So, I mean, I think it breaks down to the different types of apps. I think different apps probably have a different connotation. I think Tinder has more of a hookup, I think, and I'm sure eHarmony isn't known as like the place to get laid. So I think it depends on the app too. I think there's a connotation for
E-Harmony.
Different apps.
So here's a question for you. Where does this app fall? DMs in Instagram. That's a real gray area, that one. Mm.
It's a gray area because it's an easy way to reach out to someone that you don't have their contact info, right? Mm. So it's not always that type of thing, but it's also got a shadiness factor to it.
You know what I want to do right now? I want to go through Gavin's DMs.
I'm always the target.
Let's do that.
Why do I always get targeted?
You don't
why
get,
am I the constant
I don't
target?
Want to because I'm afraid we're going to open it up and there's going to be one from Rick that says, what do you think of this sweater? Is this all right for the podcast?
I would love to see what's in your DMs, buddy.
Actually, I have an interesting story for you. So,
tell me a DM story.
I have to. So, I had
a good one though.
I had a fan come out to a show one day, and say to me, talk to me as if we were like intimately involved, you know. And I was like, oh, okay, well, nice to meet you. She's like, meet me. We've been talking for months and months and months. And
is
I was
she
like, we have.
86?
I was just going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Was her name Ruth?
Yeah, and apparently, it's sad, really. And apparently somebody is like, people start these fake profiles, you know.
Oh, she catfished you.
No, somebody was being me. Somewhere else, either on another profile, or it could have been maybe an employee using an account or something, and had this interaction with this person.
So they were
talking for months and months and months, and they're literally standing right in front of me.
Oh my gosh!
And acting like we have this relationship going, you know. And I was like, wow, I'm really sorry. I honestly don't think we know each other, you know, and she was just mortified. So apparently somebody was catfishing her.
Oh, man.
Using my profile or
Gavin
some account that was like close enough to my exactly. Yeah, and she thought that there was like a relationship there of some kind. So God knows like what, you know, she was sending.
That's
God
horrible.
Knows to what extent that had gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How old was this fan?
She was like 30 years old, you know.
Okay, so
oh
yeah,
wow!
This is like a woman.
So
yeah,
she
this
thought
is an adult.
She thought this is something like I'm Gavin and Gavin DeGraw and I are flirting, in DMs, like, yes, where we got this.
Literally.
And it wasn't you at all. That's
literally
horrifying.
Yeah. And she was standing right in front of me, like, with her friend. She's probably, like, excited brag with her friend or something, you know.
Oh, buddy.
And it was kind of like a horrible, like, horrible moment for her. I mean, I was embarrassed for her. You know?
I bet.
I bet it's Ryan. I bet Ryan runs the Gavin.
Ryan had your account. I bet you Ryan has a fake Brooks account that he goes out and, like, tells people.
It's a PayPal account.
He's like, oh, I just lost more money. I'm almost broke.
It's a GoFundMe. GoFundMe
account. Oh, Ryan.
We love you, Ryan.
Can you tell us, do you have any other, like, Instagram DM awesome story to tell us?
Probably not. I mean, you know, people reach out to you and, you know, they do hit on you, you know. Obviously, you're in the business. You're in the business. And it's flattering. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's flattering. But it's obviously that's not the right place to be doing that.
Here's a question, though. You know? I've met a lot of exceptional friends. Mm-hmm. People I've been a fan of their work or what mm-hmm. they do or the content they create mm-hmm. or, like, something, or an athlete mm-hmm. that I've reached out to on social, just like, love what you did there, love what you said there, or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Big fan, you're awesome. And yeah. then have connected that way and had a blossomed friendships from that. So why can't somebody do that mm-hmm. in a romantic way if you loved somebody's music or something and reach out to them?
I'm sure it could happen. I mean, I've certainly never made a celebrity friends like that. That's interesting that you can do that, because I would send messages like, yo, man, you should have caught that was a big play. You blew the game.
I had money on
Let's
the game.
Let's get a beer. Let's get a beer.
I had money on the game. You live in Vegas. You owe me a steak. That's what it is, isn't it?
But not in my
no
place.
No wonder they don't respond.
How'd you do that, man?
Okay, moving on. Next question is from S. So we don't know what the full name is, S. But the next chapter of my life is this question. I'm 30, and within the past few years, I lost my mom to the dreaded C word. And my boyfriend of 4 years was arrested on multiple charges of child pornography.
Oof.
It took 2 years of self-discovery, but now I am ready. I'm ready for my person and my life partner. I'm not the person who randomly dates or hangs out at bars looking for love. If any of you were deeply ready for that next chapter in your life, ready to commit to a conscious relationship, where do you begin and where do you meet like-minded people? So this is just a piggyback. Like, we were just talking about dating apps. Like I said, why can't you meet a like-minded person on a dating app? Mm. But let's say it's not a dating app. Where could you meet somebody looking to have a serious relationship? Where in the world would you go? Grocery store? Church? Where would you go? It's just crickets.
I think both of those
grocery
are
stores. Like, I have to say, like, you know, you go to the grocery store, there's definitely.
You can tell a lot about someone.
You can really
you know
see.
They're
there's
local.
A lot. There is. You really can tell a lot about people at the grocery store.
Do tell.
Well, if you see, I mean, which one they're at, which aisle they're at, if
are
they're
they
alone.
Buying, are they buying stuff to cook a healthy
day,
meal?
What they're wearing. You know what I mean? It's, you can pick up a lot. You know what I mean? You can pick up a lot about a person, certainly, from where they're shopping.
Are they buying stuff to make a raw, like, fresh meal? Or are they buying frozen dinners? Are they buying stuff for, I mean, listen.
You've been following me around?
You go, the Stouffer's Manwich thing. If you go to a bar, right, and you see a guy, you don't know what his story is. Maybe he took his ring off. You go to the grocery store and you see what he's buying. You see if he's buying stuff for kids' lunches. So you're right. In that respect, you can tell a lot more at something mm-hmm. like that as opposed to mm-hmm. out and about. It's kind of a behind the scenes.
Where do you meet somebody? Let's get back on top. Where
I think the best way to go for S is to go through, like, the friend network and see where that goes, you know, and start talking to them and asking if they can hook them up on, like, blind dates, or if they have any friends that have something in common, and take that route. That's what I would do.
Just like Mitch just said, that's how a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mitch got
he said he went through his quote unquote Rolodex. And just spread the word. Hey, I'm looking. If you happen to know anybody you think would be a good match, that's absolutely. I think that's great. That's what Mitch said. Mm. I think that's the way to do it. Mm. I think for S, wherever you found that ex-boyfriend, stay the fuck away from that. So I don't know. Mm.
Well, and I think the child pornography,
the playground.
I think the other thing is, you know, there's a lot of people, I think more than we know, that find people at their workplace, at their job. You know, and I think a lot of people get connected that way, and then they get married, or they fall in love, and then one of them goes and takes another job, so they're not working at the same company,
And that's how they get and they get together.
Like the ultimate romance, Jim and Pam from The Office.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
They sat there looking isn't at each other where, across the cubicles.
Where, isn't that where most like relationships start or things like that at work? Isn't the work thing the place?
I don't know. I was in a locker room for 15 years with 23 dudes. I didn't have – mine didn't start
just
there.
A handful of relationships.
Luckily. Other than your very specific type of scenario.
Yes.
So where
– not every job has a locker room with just all one.
You know where I would go? You know where I would go that hasn't been mentioned yet? Honestly, I think any sort of like – organization like a gym,
anything lifestyle like, oriented.
Yeah,
right?
Like yes. I would love to meet somebody at a gym because it means this person's active, they're healthy, they value health and fitness. I would go there. The beach is a great place to meet somebody. Like living in LA, the beach is always action down. People are active and outdoors.
That's
at the beach.
Tough though. How do you meet someone? How do you approach someone at the beach?
In your underpants?
You lay your towel down right next to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
What's wrong with going just saying hi?
It's because it crosses a
border. I'm not wearing any clothes.
It crosses a line of like creepiness. Like, I'm at the beach with my friends, like, and someone comes up and is like, hi.
Where else? Give us one more, each of you guys. Give us one more place where that outside of a dating app or whatever you could meet.
Like you mentioned, church, the gym, the grocery store, these types of places, they seem to be a natural sort of.
Yeah, because
the
you
dog
have
park.
Lifestyle. The
dog park. Yes. Great one.
You have a common interest.
But unless you don't have a dog.
Yeah. Right.
That's probably a little weird.
You could just go sit there.
You just go there and go, I like dogs.
Yeah.
So I think any place you can have a common interest. Yeah. Gym, dog park. Yeah.
I would not rule out Vegas, though, guys. I mean, you could go to Vegas and find somebody.
Hmm. Do we have a story there, Rick?
No, I don't. I have no story there.
You give us a teaser like that.
Yeah,
don't
I
don't
know if Vegas is
I'm
going to
help Rick out. Next question.
So there, I find something meaningful.
I sense a story behind those words.
Oh. No, it's just, you know.
I got to Vegas and I got a DM from Gavin DeGraw and it said, hey, I want to hang out. And I don't know if it's the real Gavin DeGraw or a fake one.
We're going to get to some more of your guys' questions, but first we need to take a quick break.
FabFitFun is a women's lifestyle subscription box filled with full-size, premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home and wellness products sent to you straight to your doorstep. They take the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you. You don't have to shop anymore, bud.
I like that.
No kidding. I like that, too. Each box is customized to your specific interest. FabFitFun is perfect for women to try out products. And I'm not talking about just little sample ones. You know, they always give you those little sample things. And you're like, what is this? I got to try it once, but didn't really get to experience it. These are full-size products. For guys, it's a perfect gift to give to your wives or your girlfriend or your sister, your mom. Perfect.
Yeah, we actually got one, and I brought it home. My wife was stoked. We got a yoga mat, which is fantastic. We actually both use that. Salt and pepper grinder. But check this out. We got a cheese board with a plate, right? So what did I do? I took it to my son's Little League game.
Little picnic?
Yeah. So everyone else is getting like hot dogs and stuff. And we're sitting here having cheese and crackers on this nice cheese board. It was pretty great.
That is classy. That's a classy move by you, bud.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, every once in a while I can pepper him in.
Yeah.
Especially with my salt and pepper grinder. But you've heard about FabFitFun. Maybe you've seen your favorite celebrities talking about it, but here's why it's perfect. For $49.99, you get over $200 in products.
That's awesome, man. They curate the box and they put out really cool products. They curate the box and put really cool products in it for you to try, like beauty products, clothing, things for the kitchen, bathroom, bedroom. FabFitFun creates a box for each season. So you get winter, you get spring, you get summer, and right now you get fall. It's the perfect affordable way to discover new products you might otherwise never know about. FabFitFun always has the latest, hottest items, and it gives you a chance to try them for so much less.
And these boxes sell out fast, so sign up for yours today. Browse around the website, FabFitFun.com, to explore and become more familiar with the brand and the product. Mm.
FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value over $200. Use coupon code MEN for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. Again, that's MEN for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com.
All right, dudes, we got some listener questions. These are rapid fire, so try and keep your answers to a minimal of 1 to 2 sentences.
Perfect.
Let's go. Boom. Have you been cheated on or have you cheated before?
crickets in here.
That's crazy.
Well, because last time you called out names.
Oh, okay. We were waiting for you,
Dimitri.
To
I was just looking around to see who was just kind of shuffling and not going to answer that question. But Gavin's smiling. Let's go with you, Gavin. Oh, buddy.
I think it's happened to everybody.
I plead the fifth.
I think it's happened to everybody. That's all.
Okay. Okay.
No doubt about Very,
that sucks. Get more specific.
I thought you were really into me at one point, Brooks, and...
I'm wearing your t-shirt right now.
Well, you were.
It's inside
and then
out.
I came home one day and you were wearing somebody else's t-shirt, because I'm not an XL.
He found a Speedo in the laundry.
And it made me feel really insignificant.
It wasn't
a
t-shirt.
I was like, if you're into XLs now, I can't compete.
It wasn't a t-shirt.
With that, you're definitely moving forward with your life
without
me.
It was a Speedo to honor Rick. Dimitri, have you been cheated on or have you cheated before?
Yeah, I think, like Gavin said, I think everybody has. I think when you're younger, you don't necessarily know how to, you're not mature enough to end a relationship. So I'm sure everybody has ended a relationship poorly when they were young. And yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it's happened, you know, when you're younger. Yeah.
Yep. Ryan?
Yep. I was cheated on in a college relationship. Yep. You?
I do not know. To my knowledge, I don't know that I've been cheated on. No ex-girlfriend or anybody has said, and I have never. Cheated. I value loyalty big time, not only in a relationship but in friendship as well. Do you want to kiss a woman who has stuff on her lips? What does that mean, Amy?
I think it might mean bright red lipstick.
Ooh, hot red,
like
lipstick.
Super red, bam, lipstick, or just very
like Saturday
glossy
night lipstick?
Just a lot of lip.
Okay, a lot of lip. Gav?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, boy. Doing work, son.
Kidding
Doing
me?
Work.
Of course.
Dimitri?
I would say just after Gavin's answer, move on.
Okay. Okay.
Because that's like, he's nailed it.
Okay. Have any of you ever seen someone you liked in a crowd, and would you ever do anything about it? Hell yeah. Why not?
Wait, that you liked in a crowd?
Yeah, like if you were single, say you were single, have any of you ever seen someone you liked in a crowd? This is probably directed at you up at the stage looking
question.
In the crowd and saying,
yes.
Ooh, she's looking at me. She's
I say, I like
good.
All of you. Any takers? Anybody?
Next.
Anybody? Is this, and then no hands go up in your
next question.
Okay.
No hands.
On this side of the room. By you guys.
Sleeping on a tour bus with my father.
No hands. This is what happens then. No hands go up, and he looks at his tech guy. He's like, is this mic on? Mic check. Is this mic on? Okay.
Does anybody have stuff on their lips? Anybody?
Next question. Worst thing you can do during a date and during sex? The worst thing you can do during a date and during sex? Probably fart.
That's up there. I'd say that probably is the pinnacle.
Especially during sex. Nothing like a...
I think just being rude on a date. Like ordering early, you know, being a dick, being a douchebag. Yeah. Getting up, leaving, bailing on her.
Looking at your phone would be up there.
Ooh, that's
talking on your phone. Ooh, sex would be
looking
like...
Looking at somebody else on your phone while farting. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
On your
paid Tinder app while you're on the date.
I have one. Talking about an ex.
Exactly.
I agree.
Talking to an ex. Talking to an ex.
For once, Brooks and Ryan just agreed.
The ordering on the menu thing is a real thing, too. A buddy of mine, when he first started dating his now wife, we went out for margaritas. We both ordered a house margarita. She ordered the Cadillac with the Patron. And I'm like, come on. Like, we're slumming it on the regular stuff. And you're like... And he had no money at the time, and that really bothered me. So that's a no-no.
She's a high-class gal.
That's bad.
Let her order a high-class drink. What's wrong with
that? Wait, can I ask you another question?
Level up, buddy. Level up.
This is along the tacky money line thing, okay? This is off topic a little bit. What about when people have these wedding parties, and they want somebody to buy certain dress to wear, be at certain locations? I mean, the bridesmaids have to buy their own dresses a lot of times, right? Is this the way it works?
It's expensive. Alteration.
Almost all the time, the bridesmaids have to pay for the dress.
You think that's a little... I know it sounds... I know I may be speaking at a turn a little bit, but...
No such thing.
It seems a little... That seems a little douchey to me to expect people to come up with however much money to pay for.
Can we just acknowledge that it's not Brian's stomach growling? It's Buddy the dog. It's Buddy the dog.
That's Buddy agreeing with me.
But yeah, weddings are a clown show. They cost like thousands of dollars.
You're making people spend money that they might not have. You know what I mean? Buddy's down with that. He's like, oh, I remember. That's right, master.
I think you know your audience on who your bridesmaids are, who your best, you know, best men, your groomsmen. You know, you kind of know what's going on, and you, who you choose, you sort of start thinking about that and whether or not you go get the Cadillac margarita or the house margarita. You know,
yeah, it's
And you know your audience.
Okay, all right.
I think that's
okay.
Fair.
Good. I'm relieved by that.
Moving on. Turn ons or offs for women.
Turn-ons. Oh, wait, what was
the... Sure. What's a turn-on for a woman? Like, something a woman can do that is a turn-on for you,
like,
gentlemen.
Like, do you guys know about Smexy? Is it Smexy?
What? I never heard of it.
What? Smexy. It's smart and sexy. Oh. It's the new hot thing.
The name alone is a turn-off.
Yeah. Sort of like a librarian?
Is that, see, that's how guys think. No guy's going to be like, hey, I just met this girl. She was so Smexy, guys. Yeah. Check this out.
I can think of a whole nother thing about it.
Let's go. Turn-ons. What's something that a woman can do to turn you on?
Sense of humor. They can make me laugh.
That's probably a tall order.
He's describing himself.
They have good hair.
I do like
converse about shampoo products.
I like a sarcastic personality type. I like sarcastic people. Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
They give gifts.
Funny.
Yeah, sarcastic, nice figure. You know, not overly in shape, but not like... just comfortable with themselves.
Like
Yes, like me. I'm not overly in shape. Sometimes I'm comfortable with myself, but right now I'm very. So thanks, Ryan.
I think a nice set of heels and a nice outfit on a date. That's sexy. It's a turn on. What about a turn off?
Then you get home, the heels come off, the toes go in the mouth.
Oh, a nice open-toed heel.
Next thing you know, right?
A little toe cleavage. You know what I mean, Brooks?
That's a great term. Ryan, one day I hope you're bold enough to try it. That's a challenge.
I like that.
Okay. That is a challenge.
That was good.
Wait, he's bold enough to let you suck his toes?
No.
Oh.
Come on, Dimitri.
Hey, just making sure we're all clear here.
Yeah. When you're done, do you apply a little bit of Lotrimin in between there just to be like, yeah. Hooking that up.
Okay, let's go with this one. Turn-offs. Turn-offs. What's something a woman can do that is a turn-off for a man?
I don't like the injection, but like duck lip look. That's not my favorite.
Mm. Botox? Mm-hmm. Too much Botox?
Some chick that's on her phone the whole time. That's annoying.
What if you know what's a big turn-off to me? The gum snapping.
Mm. Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Gum snapping? You're like, you know, you
what do you
get
mean?
That when you're like, you go out to eat somewhere and somebody's like, snap, snap.
And then they put it in the cloth napkin?
Looks terrible, bro. That's gross to me.
What else? Ryan, what's a turnoff?
Yeah, the collagen injections. I 100% agree. Like, yeah. And it becomes a slippery slope where they just continue to get bigger and more absurd looking to me. And
yeah, it looks bad, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't like people who are unaware of their surroundings. Like, don't talk loud if there's other people there. Don't, you know, don't just be aware of other people around you. Be more sensitive to other people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's one. Is being a bad kisser a deal breaker?
Yes.
What if she's maybe good at other things? She's just a bad kisser.
Bad kissing? I don't see how you move on from there.
Well, maybe you move on because this kissing's bad.
The kissing. Up top. High five. How do you skip first base? I mean, it's, you know, I feel like kissing is part of the chemistry, you know?
You know, it's like if you hit you hit one to the gap, but the fielder's kind of almost there, and you're like, this could be a double, but maybe it's a single. I better round.
Bad kissing.
I got to turn this into a double.
Bad kissing.
Training.
Bad kissing's tough.
Bad kissing. Is it a deal breaker is the question.
I don't think it's a deal breaker, no. You got to kind of, I think you're right, Brooks. You need to kind of continue on and see what happens.
So this full transparency, this question, this lady says, just because she can't kiss... doesn't mean she can't suck. That is in my notes right here. See this? You hear that paper?
Wait
that's
a second.
That's a paper Amy
gave
me.
I take back my answer.
Gavin has a new closet.
I just wanted to propose. I just wanted to like full transparency with that question. So now, what do you think, Gav?
He now prefers love bad kissing.
Love comes in all forms, is what I mean.
Love comes in all forms. Ryan?
Yeah, I think you give it time and you hope it gets better.
I agree with that. I don't think it's a deal breaker.
Just stick your tongue down further and see what happens.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
That's a deal breaker. Rick jamming his tongue down your throat.
In the shower.
Oh, geez.
It's also a turn on.
On the dock.
I like this question. There's no such thing as bad sex, just like there's no such thing as bad pizza. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Disagree.
There's pizza that leaves you unfulfilled, and there's sex that leaves you unfulfilled.
And there's food poisoning.
And that's bad. Like, you want to enjoy it. You want a good pizza. You don't want a bad pizza. You don't want a mediocre pizza. So, yeah, there's such a thing as bad sex.
Okay.
I think there is such a thing as bad pizza, too, by the way. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I agree.
How about this one? Another rapid fire. I'm single, 37, and dating. For about half my life, I've been told that having children could be very difficult. Given my age, those odds are even lower now. When do I or should I ever bring this up when dating? So she's 37.
So she doesn't want to have a kid.
No, she does want to have a
kid. She does want to have a kid.
She's told that it might be difficult for her now, given her age at 37, the odds are even lower. When should she bring this up when dating a guy? First date, second date, 6 months in?
I think.
What do you think, Amy?
6 months in.
Why?
I would say that's like the appropriate time, but this show is called How Men Think, so I should be quiet.
Oh, that's a wow.
I think she should put it in her bio on Tinder.
Boom.
No, I'm kidding.
No,
I think when it comes up, like don't worry about it, because you never know. And what are you gonna? There's such a thing as going too fast. You show up on the first date. You say, by the way, I don't know if I can have kids. It's like, well, I wasn't even thinking that.
Yeah.
So slow down.
Yeah, I think you need to follow the path of the date.
Why not just wear T-shirts that say, "I need a baby now," right now.
And on the back, it says maybe
now on the front and on the back right now.
Maybe I can't.
What?
Oh, all right. Ryan, what do you think?
That's horrible.
When should she bring it up?
I think so much of this depends on your age. So she's 37. If she's dating guys of a similar age, I think that will dictate how early on you bring it up. So if you're 37, I think you could bring it up fairly early because physiologically, it needs to happen soon. So if you're not freezing your eggs and you are up against the clock, presumably a guy at that age may want to have the same conversation, may want to have a family sooner rather than later. And he similarly doesn't want to bring it up because he thinks there's a 6-month rule. And so if you feel strongly about it, like unless you're doing it in a very, I don't know, in a weird way, I think you got to bring it up. And if the guy doesn't want to be with you, then you don't want to be with him anyway. So
yeah, I agree. I think there's an organic way you can bring it up that's genuine. Just say, yeah, I'm interested in having a family. Like, there's no harm in that. That's an honest question.
Talk about your nieces, nieces, nephews, cousins, whatever. Yeah, growing up as a kid, where'd you grow up? You know.
Here we go. Marriage. A couple marriage questions. We have 4 married men in the room. Won't say the one that's not married.
Gavin.
But
I could tell you about the 4 that are unhappily married.
Back that up. But this actually applies to you too, buddy. This actually really applies to you. Do you believe in having a prenup?
Oh, it depends. It depends if you have a different career or a career that's further along than the person you're going to deal with. It depends financially where you're at versus where the person you're going to be married to is at. I think that it's important. So it's important for someone like me if I'm marrying someone who isn't in a position like I am, right? And someone else who maybe has a lot more than I have would probably think the same thing. You know what I mean? If I was to marry someone who was a billionaire, I'd want them to. I actually would want them to have a prenup so they would feel like there was authenticity there.
So do you think that should you get married?
I don't
married?
Want anybody's stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't need anybody's
should
stuff.
Should you get married, do you think you would have a prenup?
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Dimitri, what do you think?
Hold on. Before we move on, how and when would you bring that up?
Probably I have to make babies right now. On the first date.
Well, now
probably in line at Earth Cafe.
Now you can just have her listen to this episode of the podcast and she'll know.
Yeah, now you just play the podcast.
Exactly. I would basically pass them the menu with a prenup attached. I'd say, Go to page 3.
Oh, right, sorry. I thought that eggs. Was. I thought that was a to-go menu. That's my prenup.
So if she said, right. if she said, "I love you," and this prenup signifies you questioning my undying love for you and my motives, and I'm offended by it, I cannot sign this, and I want to continue on and marry you because I love you, but I cannot sign this because I feel like you're questioning
Great.
My love
and
for
I
you.
Would say, and let me counter that with, you can demonstrate how authentic that is by agreeing that, you know, this truly is just about the way you feel about me.
Mm-hmm. I have to say I agree with Gavin.
Yep.
So I look at a prenup as essentially just a declaration of assets. This is
exactly.
What, this is like I had a full life before I met my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I earned some money playing a sport, and
sure,
I worked it. My tail off for that.
Sure, of course.
Earned a lot of money, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
Ryan. So you have a prenup with Julianne?
I am not going to disclose that. I believe in that.
Listen, I don't know if he does, but he might.
I believe.
I think if you come into a position, I think if you're in a relationship with someone who has the same amount, it's not as important. If you have the same basically amount of assets or financial worth or whatever, it's one thing. I think if you're 22 years old, you both are coming from not having any money, not having a career, you're coming up together, a prenup may not be necessary. It may be two people with starting a relationship at literally the very beginning of their adulthood, moving into their adulthood and developing a true life together, starting from essentially their childhood,
scratch, yeah.
You know, which is different than being 40 years old, having a career, owning homes or businesses already,
yeah.
And then getting into a serious relationship with somebody. I think that was just it. I just think it's in essence just logical.
Do you think the same way if the woman had more?
Yes, I would.
Yes.
Yes,
what
ma'am.
About you others?
Of course, yeah.
I would.
Yeah. I think it's, again, to what you're saying, Brooks, it's more of like a transaction. It's a business asset transaction. And the other side, I mean, I think what's happened is we've crossed the two, the asset transaction with the feelings of love and mixed those two and saying, oh, well, you don't love me because you want to sign this transaction, you know, or you want to do this thing. It's like buying a house.
No, listen, we're here. We both want this to work. We're going to do our best. If for some reason this doesn't work out, let's just leave with what we came with.
Yeah.
I agree. Like it's just a state of the union, a declaration of
That's
assets.
That's all it is.
Do
this
you
is
have a prenup, Ryan?
No.
This is what I've done in my life up to this point. This is what I've earned or purchased. This is what I've accumulated in my life. This is just stating that's where it's at. You haven't been a part of most of this. Maybe some of it, maybe you've been engaged for a while or dating, so some of that, but this is what I have done. This is also what you have done. And I don't deserve any of that. You
right,
did all
exactly.
of that before you ever knew my name. Yeah.
It's really simple stuff.
Yeah. Like you said, logical.
Yeah, it is logical. And I don't really see it to be part of marriage. I think it's just because divorces have been demonstrated to be so so much of a punishment to someone in a lot of those scenarios. So you know, you shouldn't be getting punished because your relationship didn't work out. And so I think that's why people really got into this whole prenup thing is, you know, someone might have come in as a high earner and someone else wasn't a high earner. The relationship failed. And then essentially that person was financially punished for being the high earner in the relationship. And I don't think that's right. And I don't think it's a demonstration of not being in love or believing in the relationship. It's just there should be no incentive for failure. I think if one person is going to actually be incentivized for it to fail, you're more likely to fail.
Wow.
I think if something happened between my wife and I think she wouldn't want any of the money that I don't make from this podcast.
Yeah. But she also wouldn't want the money that we owe to do this podcast.
Yeah, well, I don't want to leave her with a bill.
I think we have a bill to do this podcast. We need more sponsors.
Or just
okay.
It's funny you mention that because I have been billed for one of these shows before.
Here's another one. How did / would you choose an engagement ring? How did you? I'll answer this one. So when my girlfriend and I, my now wife, were talking about getting engaged or like that we were committed, I asked her, I was like, I have no idea what to buy you for a wedding ring or like an engagement ring. I flat out asked her, I have no idea. And I was like, think of it this way. If I asked you, or if you were to buy me a fishing boat, where would you start? And she goes, I have no idea. I don't know anything about fishing boats. I'm like, exactly. That's right. How I feel about a ring. Right. So please give me, I want you to have the ring that you want, that you're going to look at the rest of your life and love. Give me some guidance on that. And she gave me, okay, I prefer this shape. I prefer an oval. I prefer a rose gold band. And then within that, I had flexibility to choose what, but I had the framework of what she preferred for an engagement ring. Mm.
So she got her ring. Where's your fishing boat?
Dude, I have an awesome fishing boat. No, I have a dream
that's
fishing
the best
boat,
question.
But I bought it myself. I bought it myself.
That was in the prenup.
How would you go about buying an engagement ring?
I would probably ask the person behind the counter what would make them say yes. And then just go.
And they
from
would
that.
Say, "You, Gavin, and you would make so it."
It's not a gun store, Gavin.
How would you do it? How would you do it? Let's say, would you ask your partner?
I would say, "Give me your best cubic zirconian right now."
No, I'll chime in because Gavin's always clearly Gavin is struggling with
yes.
this one.
Rick, how did
no,
you...
I think a lot of it goes to, you know, walking around with your wife and they sort of start leading you into that path, right? You know, so they're taking you out to certain stores, they're showing their friends, you know, you're a certain age, 28, 30, 32, or whenever you're getting married, and they're like, oh, what's her name? Got a 3-carat diamond with baguettes on the side, and oh, I would really like that. And they start doing the homework, and then they start giving you feedback, and it's your job and your responsibility to start picking up on that.
Well, you've done this, so is that what happened? Is that how you did it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. That's Dimitri? What I did. I basically, for a while, I just kind of paid attention and took notes, like mental notes. And same thing when they like if she commented on her friend, if anytime one of her friends got engaged, I listened to their conversation about the ring. Because they just talked about it, so then I just kind of took mental notes and paid attention to it, and then made my best guess.
Ryan,
I literally took 6 months of becoming basically a certified gemologist. I'm not exaggerating. Like I studied
this guy.
One of a kind. I was calling diamond wholesalers, jewelers, and I was like. Give me this. So I knew she wanted a pair.
You're more rare than any diamond you could have picked out.
That is very well said.
That was all I knew. She wanted a pair, and I was going to do everything from there. I knew no halo, and I was calling people. Being like,
and
okay.
Then you showed up, halo. And she was disappointed because it wasn't a pair of diamonds.
Did you guys even pick up that he said she wanted no halo? Do you know what that even is?
I don't have a clue what he's
talking about. I was getting into melee, micro pave. I'm talking about culet and girdle and symmetry on a pair. Symmetry is big. Fluorescence, like you name it. And these people were going to kill themselves.
Ryan
dealing
is one
with
of
me.
The Robbins brothers.
This is really good for the show, actually. Go, keep going. This
no, I mean, yeah. I literally spent 6 months like finding the exact diamond that I wanted. And I finally found it. To me, it was a reflection of me. That diamond was going to be like,
it's a reflection of you, all right. And then the jewelry store like, sent him an
I
email and said,
proud.
Don't come back.
No, they were like, ah, sorry.
They said, we have died.
I disagree with you guys. I'm on Ryan's side here. I love the work that you put into it. Keep going, please.
Yeah, so I ended up finding a jeweler in Georgia, the state of Georgia, and wired the money, had it FedEx to me, which was a nerve-wracking experience. But I designed the whole thing myself. And was really proud.
Oh, no.
It was
it's his profile.
I mean, yeah.
It's the stones cut with his hair.
It's like our shape of his hair.
It's like our cookies.
It's like our cookies.
Sorry, buddy.
The thing is like I don't know about you, but at that point in my life was the most money I'd ever spent on one single thing. Like it was a big deal that I had worked my ass off to save for. So I wanted to be proud of it, wanted to make sure it was perfect. The funny thing is like 2 years later. The setting was platinum, and she decided she actually wanted rose gold, and I was so annoyed that she wanted to change the band that I had worked so hard to create, but we've done so, and it's all good. It's
that's cool. That's really cool.
Okay, I want to... That's awesome. I love that.
In the divorce, do you get that ring back?
only the platinum part.
Exactly.
Not- Okay, hold on. I want to get a woman's perspective on this. So we have producer Tori here. So Tori, were you to get engaged, would you tell the guy what you want? Would you just hope that he picks something out? How would you go about it?
I'm huge on surprises, so I wouldn't want to know anything, but I have a huge opinion, so I just wanted to read my brain.
Oh, great. So you,
Whoa, wow.
Great.
And to that, I
also, here's the hard part. I kind of have like stubby fingers, I feel like, so I kind of need a big diamond. Oh. How do you break that to a guy when you're like, I know we're young and still working there, but yet you kind of want a nice ring?
So is what do you define as a nice ring? That is an important thing.
Oh, I have no idea. And just read my mind.
Do you know?
I feel bad for your future fiance. I wouldn't even know who he is.
No, how you set that up is you say, hey, you know, like I want a 2-carat diamond or a 1-carat diamond or something reasonable, if that's reasonable in most people's budget. But then you piggyback that or side by side with 2 kids. So you can say, hey, I want to have kids, however your marriage is going. I want to have kids. And then you're like, okay, I can build one next to that. Or if we have 2 or 3 kids, that's when you start getting, and I think it actually means more to your wedding ring, is like the centerpiece is yourself, your bride, your wife, and then the 2 other diamond rings or diamonds or whatever stones you put on the side or represent the rest of your family.
Sounds like you own a jewelry store.
Ryan just texted me that whole answer.
So, Tori, you want the guy to know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
You want him to pick the right shape, but you also want the big ring.
Mm-hmm.
Where will you find such a guy?
I don't know. Bless his soul. But
he's out there.
I'm also really bad decision making because I'm so low key that I'm like, whatever you want, babe. But then if I get it, I feel like I'm terrified. So basically, if you proposed to me with the diamond, or what do you call that?
Ryan?
The
gemologist?
Pear, it's not pear. It's...
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, maybe it's a pear shape. A pear. Like, I wouldn't want a pear.
So I think you should let him know
that.
But
then it's like... I know myself, or I'm just going to say whatever you want, I want too. But then I know as soon as I get it, I'm not going to want.
I think it'll become second nature. Like your friends are going to start getting engaged, and then you'll be like, oh, wow. Well, and then you'll just start talking about it.
Like,
and then he's
going
to turn into Dimitri, and Dimitri will listen to it.
Why don't you go to a hand stylist and see which shape looks best on your hand? Is there a hand stylist?
I don't think that exists.
Maybe there should be one.
You need to give some direction in terms of the cut. The shape of the diamond is like a pretty big deal that you should be able to figure at least that out and let the guy do the rest.
Right.
Okay. Amy, how about you? Because I feel I'm really looking forward to this answer. When there's the gentleman that calms the whole storm and proposes.
I don't know that I want to get married.
Okay, well, should you?
But
she talks to us.
I just want a diamond band. That's all I want. Just the band, the diamond band.
I have a friend that has that.
Yeah.
With one diamond for each of your exes.
Because no, I'm going to call them. I'm going to call them all the time.
Well, so there's the engagement ring, which is like that's the
diamonds.
To-do. Yeah. And then when you get...
I'm old.
When you get married, then you have the band. Yeah. That's the... promise ring.
But I have
you know the
promise ring
or something
promise
like that.
Promise ring.
What, in high
he
school?
Has no idea.
He's like, and when you're dating, you
bring
him
out of the game for a while.
I like the idea of even like, look, this is what's so weird. I do love the idea of like someone I'm with wearing a wedding band. There's something real sexy about that to me. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, I just want a diamond band, and then I want him to wear. I actually like what you wear, Brooks, because it's like that big dark band.
I have a wedding
ring.
Watch. This is a I have a wedding ring like a rose gold or whatever.
Yeah, but I like that.
But this is like a $10 silicone ring. This company just sends them to me, and I work out.
Sometimes.
Yeah, and so I would trash my wedding ring if I wore it. But I like having a wedding ring on even when I work out. So this is just a great one. Sometimes
it
breaks
and
replaces.
Like, if I don't get married and I find like the love of my life comes back, I'll just be so happy.
Yeah,
there he is.
Buddy says,
"Speak of the devil."
Okay.
Quick thing, Rick. Do you actually know what you were mentioning the rings of marriage? Do you know the 3 rings of marriage?
No.
It's the engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the suffering.
Oh,
jeez, Louise.
Okay, here's a great question. I really like this question. Is asking a dad for his daughter's hand in marriage that scary, and is it that important?
Yes, I was scared shitless, but I had the best time doing it.
Yeah,
it was it was so cool and so much fun. I was nervous as hell driving. We were meeting at a restaurant, like at a bar, and just kind of having a casual drink. I'm pretty sure he knew what was going on, but it was just when we had the conversation. You know, we were sat down, had the the BS back and forth, and then it was like, hey, you know, I want to marry your daughter. You know, is that okay with you? And he was like, awesome. This is great, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it was over pretty quickly. But it was a very great, it was a very killer experience. Like,
a
it
good
was just
man-to-man moment.
Awesome.
For you, I'm sure.
Awesome. Yep.
Right on.
Yep.
Right,
I loved
of passage
it. Totally.
Sure. Dimitri?
Yeah, I don't think it was that scary. I think it's a nice thing to do. And I think I'm glad I did it. It was actually my wife's stepfather. I actually asked her mom, who raised her, and then her stepfather both
cool.
at the same time.
Yeah.
And I thought it was nice. It was a nice thing to do. I wasn't too nervous. I was a little nervous. And he actually made a joke and said no. He said, hell no. But he was obviously joking. Yeah. So
what about you? You have daughters?
I have three daughters, yeah.
Yeah. Would you like their future partners to ask you? Would you prefer that?
Yeah, I would. I mean, yeah, I think it's a nice thing to do. I think it's a nice, like you said, a nice bonding thing, a respectful thing. I don't think it's important. Like, I don't mind if he proposes to her first and then whatever. I think, you know, I don't think
Ooh,
it's about
that's a
me.
Good-
I don't think it's about me. So I think, you know, if he wants to do it, then I'm totally open to it.
But would you prefer it? Would you see that as a sign of,
I think
like
it would
a
be
noble
pretty,
sign?
I think it would be pretty cool because it sets up a nice relationship.
Yeah.
As a father and son-in-law.
Yeah, for sure.
Ryan?
Yeah, I considered my wife's father almost a friend. We had an unbelievable relationship in many ways because I didn't have a father and he kind of became a surrogate father in that way. But I think what my strategy was, I took my father-in-law and my mother-in-law, so my wife's parents, both together. Jesus Christ.
Thanks for making this simple.
It's early.
Sorry, I'm still thinking about the diamond and the gemology stuff. And my hair looks good. No, but I took them both on a walk and asked them both together, which I know my mother-in-law really valued, that it wasn't in today's day and age. Like, it seemed progressive, so kudos to me for doing
You're a trendsetter.
Something about it makes me uncomfortable. I'm not sure I would. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
On whose part? If you're...
Like, I'm thinking about myself, and then if somebody's going to go ask my dad, yucky, no. That's a pass for me, no.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
But you
I
also said you're not sure you want to get married.
Right, I'm not sure.
I think
sure
I've got a lot of issues.
It's okay. You don't have to. You don't have to
I
want
that.
I
don't want that. I definitely... I don't think my dad would care because he knows me so well that I am uncomfortable by it. I don't know why.
Okay.
Something is triggering me right now. I've never thought about it before. And I do not want the person to ask my dad. No.
Well, I also think it's not like when you're really young, I think the parents worry more about who they're going to marry. I think you're well established in your career. And I don't think that your parents are like, oh, I hope she has someone that'll take care of her because you take care of yourself. So I don't think it's like they'd be that worried about it. If you felt like it was a good decision, I think they'd probably be all right with it.
So the question was, is it that scary? I did it to my father-in-law and I wasn't scared at all of it. Even if he said no, I wasn't scared of that because I loved his daughter. I loved my now wife and I was going to do it anyway. But so it's not that scary.
Does anything scare you?
Yeah, I don't like bees.
The
you
fourth
like bees?
Set
like
of Romanian bees. Deadlifts.
I don't like bees, man.
He doesn't like bees.
But I will say, like you said, Rick, it's a really cool moment.
It is.
It's a really cool moment. I did it. I actually asked my father-in-law out on the balcony of our lake house, which is where I proposed to my
very wife. Romantic.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't. Never. It never. I tried to ask him in the boat, but he wouldn't get in the boat with me. So
that's probably a good idea on his part.
Yeah,
because if he said no, I mean.
But I think it's super cool. I think as from my standpoint, it was really enjoyable to just honor him and his role in her life and his continued role in her life. And then someday, if I'm a father, I would love to have that moment if I had a daughter and she was to get married if he was to ask. I think it'd be really
cool. Yeah, I think
it's super cool.
I have a daughter, and I would want that.
I love that you go swimming with sharks, and yet you're like, "Ooh, bees, run!"
Bees, man. You know what? It's because
the size of that
dude. When I was younger, I was out golfing. I ripped a ball into the bush. I went in to get it, and I got stung by two bees, and one was right on the earlobe, and it just scarred me.
Yeah,
and I was like,
"I hear you."
Yeah, I just didn't like.
I had a similar experience. Let's similar
do five more,
experience.
Brooks. Okay. Do the ones in the other, okay. And then
this is another category called other. This is where we throw the mixed bag of stuff. Do you wash your hands after using the bathroom, particularly urination?
Can I take this one, please?
Go, baby, go.
A friend of mine, he's told me, no, why would I wash my hands after I take a piss? I wash my hands before I take a piss. It's my hands that are dirty. It's not what I'm holding when I'm taking a piss. And actually, there's some sound logic to that. I will tell you, if I'm at the urinal and there's no one else in the bathroom, it's an, like... 50% of the time, no, I'm not going to wash my hands. The other, like, then there are some times where I'm like, do I want to bother myself? But there's a guy in the stall. I'll put the water on, put my finger underneath two or three times so it sounds like I'm washing them. And I'm like, I'm not getting my hands wet. This guy thinks I am. What an idiot.
Yeah. You really got him. Yeah. Costanza. Oh.
But I have a thing about that. So, I definitely wash my hands after I go pee. But do you flush the toilet?
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, water conservation? I'll probably flush the toilet every third time.
Which for you is like 15 minutes.
Which
depends. Did you eat asparagus that day?
You know, because I don't want to waste the water. Because I'm a conservative.
What about this? Let me ask you this question. Gentlemen, let me ask you this question. Because it's possible to go to take a leak without touching it. You can unzip the pants, you can pull boxers down, hook it around,
sure.
Boom, it's possible. Do you wash the hands in that situation? Tori's looking at me like, what the hell?
No, because I'm playing on my phone at the same time.
No. Mine comes out of the ankle, so. Oh,
God. His urine comes out at the ankle because he pees himself.
He's so nervous. Okay, moving on from that. I don't know if that's going to make the show or if that's going to get cut. Okay, moving on to another other question. Breastfeeding in public, acceptable, attractive, not acceptable? Mm. What do you look at? Breastfeeding
in public. I don't know if I can answer that one.
I'm fine with it. I have no problem whatsoever.
Are you seeing the boob here?
Sure. It doesn't matter to me. Honestly, like it's you're feeding a baby. What do I care?
Okay, can we be... I mean, this is what we're thinking, right? I have zero problems with it whatsoever. That's the normal side of me. The other side of me is like, you can't not creep out and like try to look at the boob.
No one said I'm not. We didn't discuss whether we're trying to look. Are we okay with it?
Yeah, we're totally okay with it. But you're also kind of peeking. Who doesn't want to see that? Even though there's like a 6-month-old on it.
Dimitri.
I'm fine with people doing it. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I know some people think it's gross. I do not. And obviously I have 4 kids, so you know, I'm well versed in breastfeeding. But I mean, if you're at the airport, like some people are like, "Oh my God, look at that over there." And it's like, "But look at the other way. There's some fat ass in Chili's chowing on on avocado egg rolls or Southwestern egg rolls, like jamming them in his face. Like that's grosser than what's happening over on the other side.
A buddy of mine told me he knew it was time to start working out and that he needed to lose weight when his kid crawled into bed and crawled up to him and put his mouth on his own boob. And he was like, "No, it's dad. It's not mom. It's dad."
Oh,
and he was like,
God.
That's when I knew I had man boobs. It was time to
hit the gym.
And this buddy of yours.
Rick.
The only thing I have about breastfeeding is like, you have the kid that's too old. You know, I think that's when it gets weird. Like
9 months.
A full set of teeth.
I was at the beach the other day, and like there was literally like a 5-year-old that rolled up to his mom and started like going at it. And I was like, dude, what's up with that?
Interesting.
The kid rode a skateboard to go breastfeed.
And Rick's like, that kid's too big. I can't see the boob.
Get your hair out. My thought on it is I'm not a woman. I don't have kids. But I don't even know. I have no idea what they would go through. So if you need to do it, go ahead and do it. Like, imagine the stress on a mother, strain on a mother to look after a kid, to have to feed a kid. What, like, who am I to say that you can't do it with I don't know what's going on in your life or how busy you are.
Is it like, better for the kid to be hungry because you can't, you don't want to look and see that? Like, get over yourself.
I agree. So, okay. This is a great question. A nice segue from that. Rick, I'm going to lead with you.
Oh, since, no.
Yes.
What are we doing?
Boob guy or leg
boob guy.
Guy
or leg guy. Everything in between.
Oh, geez.
Why do you say it like you're ordering?
I didn't say the biggie menu.
Well, Dimitri just left the studio. Boob guy or leg guy? I think this is a question I think a lot of women
that's such
know.
A tough one. Oh, man. Do I have to decide right now, or can I think about it on the plane? Or
I don't know. I mean,
we're not gifting you something.
Like, I have to choose. Like,
just talk out loud.
I mean, I like it all. I like legs. I like the breasts. I like the butt. I like the face. Shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms.
Okay.
I mean.
That doesn't help at all. Ryan?
I would say leg guy.
Leg guy?
For you, boob guy, leg guy, or toes guy.
You just won't let it die. I think I'm a leg guy. I think
leg
I think
is the gateway to the toe. It's a long thoroughfare on the highway to the toes.
No,
and
the
metatarsals.
Toe is the gateway to the leg, bro.
Not if your ultimate goal is the toe.
I wouldn't say that's my ultimate goal.
Oh, Gavin needs a new T-shirt.
There's something very sexy about a beautiful pair of legs. I find it very sexy.
Yeah, I agree.
Dimitri, you say
leg
guy?
Leg.
Yeah.
What?
Amy? Amy, what do you think?
I'm wearing shorts. What? No. Two more.
You're wearing short shorts. You're showing off them legs.
Sure.
We should get Nair as a sponsor. Short shorts people.
Thoughts on stretch marks, whether she has had children or not. I don't even understand this.
You mean like, are we saying if we see stretch marks that we think it's kind of gross? Or
she's
to be honest with you, like at that point in time, it's just that's kind of the fact of life and that's a reality. And if you're really into that person and you're doing whatever you're doing with that individual, then it doesn't really bother me.
What if you weren't super into them? Like you saw a girl who's super pretty, but she had like, you could see a little cellulite.
Cellulite, I don't have a problem with.
I think you need to look in the mirror because I'm sure there's something wrong with you.
Yes.
If you're being that particular about someone else, look in the mirror and you'll find something about yourself.
Ryan won't.
What?
Ryan's tried. He won't.
No, bro. Well, except for Ryan.
He's perfect. Look at him.
This was in the news recently. Kourtney Kardashian posted a photo. Look, I'm hip to this, guys. Come on.
Oh my, can you stop making
it about
yourself?
She didn't airbrush the stretch marks, and she embraced it, and she was praised by people for not doctoring the photo and just owning the fact that, yeah, I have stretch marks, but I'm fit, and, like, this is what it is.
Well, it's kind of like the same as a dad bod, right? You know, I mean, it's like we're all in quasi shape, but I still have a gut. And
I don't.
It's a little
different. Any correlation?
Just flock all over me every time.
I don't find any correlation to stretch marks to a dad bod.
I don't either.
Stretch marks is a physical thing that, like, you gave birth.
Yeah.
Like you're like that was something. I don't know. I don't see how you correlate those. Rick, how do those correlate? Somebody giving birth
dad
to somebody
bod.
Getting lazy.
Oh. Coming from Brooks, like.
Just wondering.
Yeah, I don't know.
He just right, give the old glasses a good tired. Clean. Okay, just, how about this one? Is food the way to a man's soul? What should she attempt to make? So if food is the way to your soul, is it? And if it is, what should she make for you?
Is she a good cook or is she just attempting to make something but she's not a good cook and I'd rather have takeout? But I would love...
Dimitri, can you help this guy out?
I would love a chicken parmesan, a little carbonara pasta. Yeah. I'm a chicken parm guy. Yeah. I don't think it's the gateway, or what is it?
Is the food a way to a man's soul?
I don't think it's the way to a man's soul. For me, it's like, don't be so obsessed with, oh my God, I ate a carb, or like, just... Food is great. It's not the way to the soul, but it's like don't be uptight about it. Like you want chicken parm, have chicken parm. You want to like make sure you eat nice, you know, good foods that you enjoy. And don't.
Do you think it's sexy a gal that can cook?
Yeah,
hell yes.
Yeah, totally.
Hell yes. It's for hot sure. as hell. Yes. My wife is an exceptional cook. She can go in the fridge and every meal is different. Every meal, she's never made the same meal twice. She'll go in the fridge and find some things, whip it together, and I'm like, oh my God, that's delicious, and it's very healthy.
And now, for those that clean, cannot though. Cook, we're a special
Teach.
Too.
No.
Those that cannot cook, we're special too. Amy, would you, if you knew a guy, it was important to a guy? If you knew it was important to a guy, the guy you really liked, would you try something?
No. I have a nice lady who cooks, and she drops it off at my house, and it seems like I cooked it, so we're good.
Okay.
Totally. Your mouth was moving, but it sounded like something Ryan would say.
It's like, if you're not a good cook, fine, then... But if you are a good cook, it's a plus. Like,
my man will always have a delicious home-cooked meal ready for him at all times. I just didn't prepare it.
I think
it.
That's a bad statement.
I didn't prepare it. Why? I don't mind
Why?
Being responsible.
No, that just threw me into the 50s.
But right I don't there. Mind I was like, being oh, responsible weird. Like, for having the refrigerator full of healthy, great, delicious food. But I don't cook it, so I will handle figuring it out.
What he's saying is that the guy should also be
sure,
in
but
charge
I'm also
of finding
fine
food
with
and cooking.
That can be my job. I have no problem with that being my thing, making sure the food is, the refrigerator is stocked and the meals are planned. I just can't cook it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my wife and I, we basically kind of trade off. Like there's nights where I'm like, oh, I want to make a, slowly smoked ribs or, something like that. And she's like, I want to do risotto tonight. I think you just kind of trade it off on back and forth. I don't think it's, this is my job and I need to make sure that the fridge is stocked and I'm going to cook every single night because I'm going to satisfy you. That's not how we work.
I might not want to do the garbage. I don't know, or the dishes. I'm just saying, if that's going to be my responsibility, totally fine. I just can't cook. I suck at cooking, but I'm totally fine to take the responsibility on being the organizer of that.
Let me say this.
We're talking about a couple different things.
I agree with you. My wife and I alternate cooking. I'll barbecue, I'll say this, her cooking is way, way better. Way better. I did barbecue and it's kind of, and then just steam some vegetables and it's kind of plain, but she's an exceptional cook.
Same here.
But I'll say this to any gentleman out there listening, the cooks don't clean. So if your wife or if your girlfriend cooks for you, step up and clean. That's what I'm saying. The cook,
you know what my dad used to say?
In our house, that's what I say. The cook doesn't clean. My wife cooks dinner. She can go read a book, go in a bathtub, whatever she wants. Yep. I will clean the crap out of that kitchen if she puts in that effort and cooks dinner. And I'd hope that it's reciprocated if I put that effort in and provide a plate for her.
I agree with that. I don't mind doing that. But you know what my dad used to say? He'd say, you put so much work in, you made this beautiful meal. Finish off the job. Make that a whole special night.
Oh, shit.
No, whoa.
Finish off the job.
Meaning
get dessert ready.
And then clean. No, yeah. Meaning he cooked. My dad said, "I cooked a nice meal. I'm going to finish off this nice thing, and I'm going to do the dishes myself. I'm going to do the whole thing."
Oh, yes.
Oh, sorry.
Let's cut that part, and let's go with the first version that we believed. Cut that part.
I see that too. I see fully treating somebody. But I also think that if somebody provides you with a meal, it's such a nice thing to say, I'll clean this up. Thank you
totally.
So much.
I have an anal Rick thing where I basically will cook and clean at the same time.
I do that too.
It's just I try to be the most efficient and effective.
I do as well.
I like cooking and being the one providing and feeling like this is an unbelievable meal that I just provided for you. Yep. That's fulfilling.
Yeah.
Wait till your son pushes it away and be like, this sucks. I don't like hot dogs, Dad.
I'm all for it all. I think it's a give and take. It doesn't have to be the cooking. It doesn't have to be the dishes. It doesn't have to be the garbage. It doesn't have to be this. As long as everybody's in it. I don't even care. I'll do it all. I don't care. I'll just do it all. Just love me. Love me.
Kate. You reek of desperation right now, Amy.
I'll do it.
Call her exes for all the recipes.
When she says, I'll do it.
Amy, it's 8:25 at night as we record this. And
I'm
I think it's been a long
whatever
day.
You want, I'll do it. Come back. No.
So when we go to the Like household.
I love you.
When we have the How Men Think dinner at the Like household, who's cooking?
I'd probably, if we were to do that, I'd probably like to barbecue. I'd love to put a bunch of fillets on the barbecue for the gents. How do you like your fillet, Dimitri? Rick, Ryan, don't give a damn. You're going to get what you get.
He gets the hockey puck.
People are wondering Gavin snuck out because he had to go buy a pair of shoes. I just think everybody should know he disappeared a few minutes ago because he had to go buy some boots.
I like a dry aged, and I like it medium rare.
Okay. No, you got to get one of those.
And I'll pass on the steamed veggies.
Coming right up.
That pit barrel. Have you ever seen those pit barrels?
Pit barrel.
It's like a 30-gallon drum that you basically hang the meat through these rods, put charcoal or wood on the bottom, and you just leave it in there for
easy. No, I have not.
4 or 5 hours, and it just, you don't even have to touch it. It's literally the best thing.
It cooks in the barrel?
It cooks in the barrel, yeah.
Dang.
It's so
do you
awesome.
Do any of you guys have a smoker?
Basically, that's what it is. But yeah.
Like a Traeger?
What? Oh, shit. We've lost Amy.
Okay,
I need to go to the airport.
We've lost Amy. Rick's got to go to the airport.
He doesn't even have a flight tonight.
Gavin's looking for a pair of shoes.
Smoker? I just met her.
Oh, my God.
No, it's...
I don't even know where it's going.
It's officially
it's Smoker.
Lost
I hardly know her.
Okay. That was awesome. Thank you guys for your questions. We always appreciate listener questions. We will throw ourselves on the flames here and answer these for you guys anytime. So
thank you.
Keep writing us these questions. We'll try our best to answer them. And Ryan?
You may go, Brooks.
Ryan Shall says, I? Love myself, take care of myself,
and play
Don't
with
worry
myself.
About everybody else.
I like that. Do that one.
From Ryan, love thyself, take care of thyself, comb thyself's hair.
And screw everybody else.
And see you back here next week.
Play with thyself.
Oh, geez. Okay, this one's done. Yeah. Amy, put a fork in it. This one is done.